B-Pod Studios.
You're joining us at a time when the Phillies just won the game.
Oh, that must be a rarity now. I mean, the Phillies, is it a rarity?
That's four in a row they won. They just won four in a row. They came back to win it again. Place? They came back four times to win games.
Are they in first place?
Not yet. But they're on the way up. They're on the way up. Tell me about the big three. What's going on in Philly?
You know, it's exciting. I mean, this will be the second time the big three is embarking on Philadelphia, where I'll tell you, basketball has always been big in Philadelphia, especially the Sixers. This is going to be fun. Ice Cube has put a great product out there, and I just hope all the fans in Philly really come out and support it.
All right, when is the game?
The game is Sunday.
Sunday. Okay, all right. So
Sunday.
Who's playing on Sunday? You're coaching one of the teams in the game on Sunday?
Unfortunately, I'm in Charlotte Saturday. You know, I guess I have to talk to the marketing people saying, do they know who I am? Do they know that Philadelphia is one of my towns where I love Philadelphia? I love the East Coast. I love the cheese steaks. I love everything about Philadelphia. Wah-wah. You name it, I know it.
All right, so the games on Sunday start at 5:00. Ghost Ballers Bush Bivouac. Who do we look forward to on those two teams?
Well, on that one, I mean, you got Joe Johnson, man. Joe Johnson played lights out in Indianapolis this past weekend. I mean, he's shooting a four-pointer. I mean, Joe Johnson is still a stud. I probably still need to be in the NBA, but I'm glad he's with the big three. And then on, you got Bivouac. They got some good players. They got Josh Smith. They also got Will Bynum. So it's going to be fun. Joe Johnson's with the triplets. I'm sorry, but Bivouac is pretty good. They just beat us last weekend in Detroit. So
all right, now is Ketino Mobley coming in on Sunday? Is he playing for one of those teams?
Don't remind me. They're the defending champs. Chapman and you got
the Power versus Tri-State will be the third game of the night.
And you know that's Dr. J's team.
Woo, yes.
That's going to be fun. Dr. J's team with Nate Robinson, that's going to be a great game because, I tell you, not only Doc's a good coach, but he's got some good players on his team that really like to compete. So this year they expanded, the big three expanded to four more teams. So that's why you have six teams playing in Philadelphia and six teams are playing in Charlotte. So it's kind of spreading the wealth, trying to hit every city that we can to make sure that all the basketball fans out there really enjoy it.
Tell me about playing in Philadelphia when you play here. Obviously, you played in other places, but your time in Philadelphia, what did you think about it?
Oh, man, I loved it, man. I tell you, the fans are so passionate. I mean, one thing that I love about it, when they'll boo you if you stink, but they also embrace you if you come to work every day. And I think every time when I come to Philadelphia, they supported my nightclub, Mahorns. It was just, you know, it's just a positive vibe going through Philadelphia. If you're a professional athlete, where you embrace the city that embraced you.
Mahorns was a hot spot, man. It used to be Taylor's, and then you took it over, right? Or was it Taylor's after?
I don't know. It was probably Taylor's after. After my 9-year bid, it was pretty good. I mean, Mahorns. I might have to do a reunion and use your influences around here to get people to come out.
Sounds good. That was, of course, we're talking about the Thump and Bump era, which everybody loved. I mean, that T-shirt's a classic.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, Charles, keep in touch with Charles on a regular. Charles is doing big things with the NBA on TNT. He's always speaking his mind. And you know what? That was close enough, wasn't it?
Yeah, let me ask you about the Sixers situation right now. The Sixers are in a position where they have two pending free agents out there, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris. Both of them they can afford, but it would eat up their entire cap space, and Butler has been rumored to go everywhere. If you're the Sixers, do you bring it back from the same thing that you had last year, or would you try to mix it up again, lose one of those guys, and try to make it up another way?
Man, the way that this NBA is about, where you can max out players and you try to keep your own players, it just comes to the business decision of basketball. You know, you may like a person, but you may not be able to afford them if another team's out there throwing the bank at them. So it's going to be kind of tough for Philadelphia to try to figure it out, because then next year you got Ben Simmons. And next thing, so it's a continuous thing of trying to keep the right players or just keeping where you want to try to do it again. They were one shot from making it to the Eastern Conference Finals and when Kawhi hit that three. So, I mean, Philadelphia's going to do the right things. Elton Brand is, you know, being a general manager, you got to make sure that you survey the land. Maybe you can do a side and train and get some players and some pieces that's going to help you like they did with the Toronto Raptors.
But you, if you had your druthers, you would bring those two guys back and try to do it again.
But it depends, because then if you lose J.J. Redick, I mean, it's a cycle, because chemistry and also chemistry is key on the court. You can bring addition and subtraction may not help you sometimes. Sometimes adding something may not take you over the top unless you find that person. I loved how Robert Covington was playing, because he kind of like complimented the players around him. So, I mean, you didn't have to be a ball dominant guy when the ball's going through Joel Embiid and also going through, you know, Ben Simmons. Those are your two horses that you rely on your future on. You just want to make sure that you got players around them that's going to make them even better, and them making the players around them better.
Rick, you want to get back in the NBA as a coach?
Well, you know, I love it. You know, I love coaching, and the coaching is always a great aspect, but you guys got to be the right situation. I love Philadelphia. I mean, if there's anything out there that I can, you know, want to, you know, that's going to look good for me and my family, I would do it in a heartbeat.
All right, man. Well, listen, good talking to you, and the big three on Sunday with some big action, including the defending champion Power with Coutinho.
I don't say
Corey Maggette ripped it up.
Yeah, but listen, I won it the first year, so I ain't worried about it. But I went undefeated, and then, you know, I got to throw some little shade.
Who's on your squad?
I have Lamar Odom. I have Gilbert Arenas. I have Perry Jones III. I have guys that, you know, this is their first year, and they're going to have to really buck up, really know how to play the game, because it's a physical style of play. But I'm going to tell you, Gary Payton's got a good team with Rashawn Lewis and Mahmoud Raoul.
I watched it. Both of them were just drilling shots.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Mahmoud Raoul is still unbelievable.
Oh, man, at 47, he's still getting it in with the gray hair. Just give him a touch of gray and busting it behind. But, you know, Reggie Evans had 22 rebounds, 23 points in a game to 50. So you go, ooh. But I'm going to tell you something. It's very entertaining basketball. The guys are really passionate about it. And Philadelphia is going to have a great show.
And the league is doing pretty well.
The league is doing well. Detroit was like 17,000, 18,000. People really come out. It's so family-oriented. Where Ice Cube is, you know, incorporating the family aspect of it, which, you know, having games on a Saturday and Sunday, which works out well for families that want to come, who can afford, you know, want to bring their family and enjoy just seeing some older pros. But then you see some young guys like Jason Terry, the Jet. He shoots three. I mean, it's just fun, man.
It's amazing how those guys stay in shape to do that, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Rick. Thanks a lot, bud. There he is, Rick Mahorn, former Sixer, former Piston. Now being a coach in the Big Three.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.